في الدرس الماضي كنا وصلنا إلى الكلام عن نبوة سيدنا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام، إلى حيث يتكلم الإمام الطحاوي عن الإيمان بنبوة صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the past class we stopped or we got to the point where al-Imam al-Tahawi talked about the prophethood, believing in the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نكمل الكلام إن شاء الله من حيث وصلنا. Let us continue from where we arrived. We stopped. ذكرنا الفرق بين النبي الرسول والنبي غير الرسول. If you remember, we mentioned the difference between a prophet who is not a messenger and a prophet who is a messenger. ثم إرسال الرسل ليس واجبا على الله تبارك وتعالى، بل الله عز وجل متكرم بذلك. Sending messengers and prophets is not an obligation upon Allah تبارك وتعالى. Rather, Allah عز وجل does that out of His generosity. فإنه لو لم يرسل نبيا أي نبي من الأنبياء لم يكن ذلك ظلما منه. If Allah did not send anyone among the prophets, any prophet, that would have not been injustice from the part of Allah. وإنما يعرف النبي من الأنبياء بالمعجزة. A prophet would be known that he is a prophet by the miracle. فلو ادعى واحد النبوة، لو ادعى إنسان النبوة وقت كان يجوز بعثة أنبياء قبل بعثة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، لا يجب تصديقه إلا أن يظهر المعجزة. So if a person says that he is a prophet, then it is not an obligation. If someone said that he is a prophet before it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it was not an obligation upon the people to believe him. If he would not show a miracle, لأنه يفرق بين النبي ومدعي النبوة الكاذب بالمعجزة. How do we know? How one would differentiate between a prophet and someone who claims to be a prophet while he is lying? How one could differentiate? One could do that by the miracle. ومعنى المعجزة أمر خارق للعادة يظهر على يد إنسان يقول أنا نبي الله يكون موافقا لدعواه وسالما عن المعارضة بالمثل. The definition of a miracle is an extraordinary matter that occurs on the hands or is done by a person who says, I am a prophet, or I am sent by Allah as a prophet or a messenger. While it is in compliance with his claim and clear from being, and no one can come up with something similar to it, while saying that the one who came with it is a liar, to prove that the one who came with it is not truthful. أمر خارق يعني عند هناك أربع يعني أربعة أمور في تعريف المعجزة. أمر خارق للعادة يحصل على يد إنسان يقول أنا نبي الله موافق لدعواه سالم عن المعارضة بالمثل. الأمر الأول أن يكون الأمر خارقا للعادة أي لا يحصل عادة. وهذا تشترك فيه المعجزة وأمور أخرى كالسحر والاستدراج. The first matter is to be an extraordinary matter, something that does not occur usually. Like for the water to come out from the hand of someone, to spring from the hand of someone. This does not occur usually. But this is not enough to define a miracle, because this matter occurs also through other issues, through other means, by sorcery and other than that. So for something to be a miracle, it is not enough to be extraordinary matter. الأمر الثاني أن تحصل على يد إنسان يدعي النبوة يقول أنا نبي الله. أما إذا حصلت على يد إنسان تقي لا يدعي النبوة فهي كرامة. The second matter is for this extraordinary thing to occur by someone, to be done by someone, or occur to someone who says, I am a prophet. Because if it occurs to a person that does not say, I am a prophet, rather, but he is a pious person, upright, trustworthy person, this thing would be called karama and not mu'jiza, not a miracle. مثل الذي حصل اثنين من أصحاب النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كان عنده ثم خرجا من عنده وكان الليل مظلما فأضاءت عصا أحدهما لما افترقا في الطريق أضاءت عصا الآخر. هذا يقال له كرامة. Like what happened to two among the companions. They were at the session of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. They left. It was night. It was dark. The stick of one of them started to produce light. They walked using it until they got to a place where the road splits. Each one needed to go from a different way than the other. When they did that, the stick of the second one started to produce light also. Such matter is called karama. It is not a miracle for these two companions, because these companions never claimed to be prophets. إذن أمر خارق للعادة يحصل على يد مدعي النبوة موافق لدعواه يعني يدل على صدقه. The third issue is that this extraordinary matter has to show the truthfulness of the person to whom it occurs. فلو كان الأمر الخارق للعادة يظهر كذبه لم يكن معجزة. So if this extraordinary matter show that he is lying, then this would not be considered a miracle. مثل ما حصل مع مسيلمة الكذاب. Like what happened with Musaylima, the liar, who claimed to be a prophet after Muhammad, with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. جاءوا له ببعض الأطفال الصغار مسح على رؤوسهم على زعمه للبركة فسقط شعر رأسهم سقطت شعور رؤوسهم. هذا خارق للعادة لكن يدل على كذبه لا يدل على صدقه. أتي برجل أعور مسح على وجهه حتى تشفى عينه فعميت الأخرى. هذا يدل على الكذب لا يدل على الصدق. Some people brought their little children to Musaylima to wipe on their heads for al-barakah, that is. He heard that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to do that sometimes, so he wanted to do the same thing. He wiped on their head. The children lost their hair out of that. This is an extraordinary thing, but it does not prove his truthfulness. It proves that he is a liar. A one-eyed person came to him. He wiped on his face, so he got blind. He became blind. He lost the other eye. This is an extraordinary thing, but it does not prove that he is truthful. It proves that he is lying. So it would not be called a miracle, mu'jiza. You know who is Musaylima. Musaylima is someone who claimed to be a prophet at the end of the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a liar. ولا بد أن تكون أن يكون هذا الأمر الخارق للعادة سالما عن المعارضة بالمثل. يعني لا يستطيع إنسان ينكر نبوة صدق هذا الذي أتى بالمعجزة أن يأتي بمثلها. لا يستطيع إنسان أن يقول للنبي أنت غير صادق ثم يأتي بمثل المعجزة التي أتى بها هذا النبي. The fourth matter is that this extraordinary matter that occurs to the person who says, I'm a prophet, to be a miracle, cannot be imitated by someone who opposes this person and claims that he is not truthful. Which means, if any time someone says, I'm a prophet, and he produces an extraordinary action. If someone else comes and tells him, you are a liar, I can do like you did, and then he does like that person did, then that person would not be a prophet. السحر هذا بهذا تفترق المعجزة عن السحر. This is one of the differences between a miracle and sorcery. السحرة يعارض بعضهم بعضا. The magicians, they go one against the other. One would say, well, you are not skillful enough, for example. I can do like you do. So one opposes the other and still can do an act similar to what the other one did. With the miracle, this does not happen. لما جمع فرعون السحرة فعملوا الحيل التي يعملونها ألقى موسى عصاه فعرف السحرة أن هذا ليس سحرا لما تحولت حية عظيمة عرفوا أن هذا ليس سحرا هذا لا يقابل بالمثل لا يعارض بالمثل فآمنوا لأن المعجزة لا تعارض بالمثل When Pharaoh, gathered the magicians against Prophet Musa, once Prophet Musa threw his stick and it changed into a big serpent, snake, the magicians knew that they are not able to produce anything similar to this, while saying to Musa, you are lying. They knew that this was a miracle and they were unable to match it, to object to Musa and match what he did. This is why they believed in Allah Ta'ala and in his prophet Musa alayhi salam. هذا تعريف المعجزة والنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أتى بالمعجزات الظاهرات الدالة على نبوته عليه الصلاة والسلام This is the definition of a miracle Know that Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم had several many miracles that proved that he is the messenger of Allah Ta'ala. عدد معجزات نبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الآلاف. Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام came with thousands of miracles. Thousands of miracles. بعض العلماء عد 3,000 One of the scholars counted 3,000 miracles And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام had more than that وما أتى به صلى الله عليه وسلم تنطبق عليه ينطبق عليه تعريف المعجزة what he came with, fits the definition of the miracle. وبعض هذه المعجزات وصل إلينا خبره بالتواتر خبرها بالتواتر. Some of these miracles we got the news through التواتر الذي لا يكون انتقال الخبر به إلا صدقا. التواتر if a news is transmitted through this way of tawatur, then this news has to be correct. It cannot be a lie or wrong. معنى التواتر أن يخبر جمع كبير لا يقبل اجتماعهم على كذب. عن جمع كبير لا يقبل اجتماعهم على كذب. وهكذا إلى جمع كبير شهدوا حصول شيء ما فينقل حصول هذا الخبر بشهادة جمع كبير عن جمع كبير عن جمع كبير وهكذا من أول طبقة إلى آخر طبقة من المخبرين كما نقل إلينا ويكون مستنده الحس. لما قلنا شهدوا يعني مستندهم الحس كما نقل إلينا خبر وجود بلد يقال له مثلا إيش بتكون ألمانيا مثلا مع أن كثيرا من الناس ما رأوه لكن كلهم يصدقون بوجوده. لماذا؟ لأن جمعا كبيرا رأوه فأخبروا جمعا كبيرا وأذاك أخبر جمعا كبيرا وهكذا توصل إلينا بحيث إن كل جمع لا يقبل أن يتفقوا على كذب. When we say something is transmitted through the way of tawatur, it means something which is witnessed by a big number of people that you do not accept for them to come together to lie. Then they transmitted this, they conveyed this to a large number of people that also it is not accepted they would come together to lie. And so on until getting to the person who hears the news. It is transmitted from one big number of people to another big number of people and so on until reaching the one who heard the news. Like for example, there is a state, a country called Germany. Although many people did not see it, they believe that it exists. Firmly they do. How do they know that firmly? Because a big number who saw this country told, conveyed this to a big number of people, and it is not the mind does not accept, one does not accept that they came together to lie. And then this big number conveyed also the news to another big number of the same category, and so on until reaching the one who heard about it. This is why one believes about that without any doubt. Without seeing Germany. وهكذا أمور أخرى. Likewise, other issues. China, Japan, Indonesia, Malaysia, isn't it? Mexico. Many people, they never been in Mexico and they believe that it exists. كندا. It exists, believe me. World War II, World War I. Hitler, Napoleon, etc. One does not doubt about their existence, although one did not see these countries or these people or these events, because the news reached the person through this way of tawatur. It has to be right. بنفس الطريقة وصلنا قسم من معجزات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Through the same way of conveying a part of the miracles of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم reached us. من معجزاته عليه الصلاة والسلام انشقاق القمر ليلة البدر نصفين. Among the miracles of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is when the moon one night, the moon, the full moon split by his sign or command in two parts. منها أن الشجر شهد له بالنبوة. Among them is when the trees testified that Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام is the prophet of Allah عز وجل. منها نبوع الماء من بين أصابعه. Among them is when the water sprang from between his fingers صلى الله عليه وسلم. منها بكاء الجذع حنينا إليه. Among them is when the dead tree, dead trunk, cried. Out of missing the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. ومن معجزاته عليه الصلاة والسلام القرآن. And among the miracles of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام القرآن. وهو أظهر معجزاته. And it is the most apparent miracle that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام had. وهو أقواها. And it is the strongest miracle. القرآن من أعجب المعجزات لأنه معجزة ما زالت موجودة. القرآن is a very unique miracle because it is a miracle that still exists nowadays. طريقة نظمه مختلفة عن أي طريق أي أسلوب من الأساليب. The style of Al-Quran differs from any other style. It does not, it's not like any other style. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام تحدى به الناس. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام challenged all the people with Al-Quran. وعابهم عاب الكفار أنهم ما يستطيعون أن يأتوا بمثل أقصر سورة منه. And openly, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam challenged and dispraised the blasphemers that they are unable to come up with anything similar even to the shortest surah in Al-Quran. The shortest surah in Al-Quran is composed of 3 verses other than Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That's it. He challenged them, he dispraised them openly, and tell them that they are unable to do that. وَكَانَ فِيهِمْ أَهْلُ الْبَلَاغَ وَالْفَصَاحَ وَالطَّبَقَ الْعَالِيَةِ مِنَ الشِّعْرِ. Among them were very skillful poets, and at that time, especially at that time, the Arabs were very eloquent, very, very eloquent. To a point that any statement said by any Arab at that time is considered a proof in the level of the language, Arabic language, if it is said by someone who lived at that time. They were very eloquent. وَعَدَدُهُمْ كَانَ كَبِيرًا جِدًّا مَعْ ذَلِكَ مَا اسْتَطَاعَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْهُمْ أَنْ يُعَارِضَ النَّبِيَّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ بِمِثْلِهِ بِمِثْلِ الْقُرْآنِ. Despite that, no one could object to the Prophet عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ while producing anything similar to Al-Quran. بل لجأوا إلى الحرب والقتال وبذل الأموال والأولاد والمهج في محاربته. Rather, they moved on to fight him, risking their lives, spending their money, risking the lives of their children and their relatives, etc., to fight him, and if they were able to produce anything similar to the one surah of Al-Quran, they would have done that instead of going through all these troubles. But they were not able to do that. هذا زيادة على ما فيه من أخبار الأمم السابقة وما سيحصل والإخبار عن المغيبات التي منها ما حصل كما أخبر به القرآن الكريم. On top of that, Al-Quran contains news about the previous nations, what will happen afterwards, and some of the matters that Al-Quran mentioned actually happened as it was mentioned in Al-Quran. كل هذا يدل على أن سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي الله حقا يجب الإيمان بنبوته. All of this testifies that Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام is truly the Prophet of Allah عز وجل, and one has to believe in him صلى الله عليه وسلم. أحد عنده سؤال عن هذا. Do you have any questions about what was said? إيه خالد. Not see. If the before Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, before it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, if someone said, I am a prophet, it was not an obligation upon the people to believe him until he produces a miracle. Is this what you are asking about? No, I said, before it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if someone said, I am a prophet, it was not an obligation to believe in him except after producing a miracle. Why did we say before? Because after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if someone says I became a prophet, we tell him you are lying, because Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam said that he is the last prophet. No, it's not. How do I say it? No, it's not a condition to see it himself. All of us, we didn't see the many of the most of the miracles of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. No. Listen, I said it very clearly before producing the miracle. So once the Prophet produces the miracle, then one has to believe in him. If one hears about him, one has to believe in him. That's it. Before that, it wasn't an obligation. Even if he said, I am a prophet. No, I'm not saying about Prophet Muhammad. I'm saying, well, any prophet among the prophets, if before producing the miracles, how would people know that he is a prophet? How would they differentiate? An obligation, correct. Even though he is, yes, of course. What's the last? Yeah, but how do you know? How the people know? So after producing a miracle, then it is an obligation to believe in this prophet. Now after Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, that's it. If someone comes up and says, it was revealed to me, then we would say, you are lying. No. I didn't say that. No. Once the Prophet produces a miracle, it is an obligation to believe in him. Everyone who hears about him is obligated to believe in him. Period. That's it. I didn't say all of that. No. These are not conditions. هو مش خارق للعادة واحد بيكون صحيح بيعملوا له استحب يوم الدغري هذا خارق للعادة يا عبد But these people, they knew things about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam before it was revealed to him. Abu Bakr, Khadija and Ali, they knew about the matters that happened with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam before the revelation. When the stone said as-salam to him and other things. That's why, because of what they knew, Abu Bakr, when the Prophet told him, immediately he believed. Likewise, Khadija, etc. It was revealed to him. Didn't he get the revelation of Al-Quran? Which is a miracle. Yeah. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Five verses. It's more than the smallest, the shortest verse in Al-Quran. Shortest surah, sorry, in Al-Quran.
قال رحمه الله: وأنه خاتم الأنبياء.
The author said,
we believe that he is the last of the prophets.
والدليل على ذلك قول الله تبارك وتعالى: ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين.
The proof for that is the 40th verse of Surah Al-Ahzab:
ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين, which means that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah and the last prophet.
وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: وأنا العاقب الذي ليس بعده نبي.
Likewise, the saying of the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم:
وأنا العاقب الذي ليس بعده نبي, which means also I am called العاقب. العاقب in Arabic means the one, the last one. So he said, وأنا العاقب الذي ليس بعده نبي.
I am called العاقب.
And then he explained what it means. He said, the last prophet. The prophet that is not followed by any other prophet. صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وظهر منذ نحو منذ أكثر من 100 سنة رجل في بلاد الهند ادعى النبوة يقال له غلام أحمد في بلدة يقال لها قاديان. In a small town in India called قاديان, a man appeared like 150 years ago. More than 100 years ago. His name is غلام أحمد. He claimed to be a prophet.
قال أنا نبي لكن معدود من أمة محمد.
He said, I'm a prophet but I'm considered among the nation of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
كلامه باطل لا شك.
What he's saying is false.
وكفر, and it is blasphemy.
لأنه تكذيب للقرآن والسنة وإجماع الأمة.
Because it is belying Al-Quran, belying As-Sunnah, belying the consensus of the nation.
معلوم من الدين الكبير والصغير من المسلمين يعرف أن محمدا عليه الصلاة والسلام هو خاتم الأنبياء.
The adult and the non-pubescent among the Muslims know that Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is the last prophet, and this is mentioned in the religion.
ومن تمويهه أنه قال معنى ليس بعدي لا نبي بعدي يعني لا نبي بعدي في حياتي.
And to trick the people, when he was faced with the hadith لا نبي بعدي,
the Muslims told him, you claim that you are among the nation of Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad himself said لا نبي بعدي. لا نبي بعدي means there is no prophet after me.
He said, well, this means no prophet after me during my life.
Yeah, this is what he said. He said, it means during my my life.
هؤلاء يوجد منهم في أيامنا.
Those people, there are some people who followed him and they exist nowadays.
هؤلاء ليسوا مسلمين.
These people are not Muslims.
ولو قالوا عن أنفسهم إنهم مسلمون.
أو قال عنهم بعض الناس إنهم مسلمون.
Even if they claim that they are Muslims, or some people say about them that they are Muslims.
Truly, they are not Muslims.
هذا الرجل كان محتالا. This man was a swindler. الإنجليز شجعوه ليقول ما قال. The British encouraged him to say what he said. لأنه في ذلك الزمن كانوا يحتلون الهند. Because during that time they used to occupy all that area, the Indian subcontinent. وكان الناس يثورون ضدهم. And the people used to revolt against them. ولا سيما المسلمون, especially the Muslims. فقالوا لهذا الرجل, فتعاونوا مع هذا الرجل. So they cooperate with this man. هم حموه, وهو قال للناس لا تقاتلوا الإنجليز. They protected him and he told the people, do not fight the British, do not revolt against the British occupation. قال جلبوا لنا البريطانيون جلبوا لنا الحضارة, فلا يجوز لأي مسلم أن يقاتلهم. وهل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان؟ So he said the British Empire brought us civilization. So it's not permissible for any Muslim to fight them. If someone does something good to you, do you respond? Don't you respond by doing good to him, to act in a good way? This is what he said. And he was a liar. And he died in the bathroom, while in the bathroom. Yeah. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, الأنبياء يدفنون حيث يموتون. Which means the prophets are buried where they die. But they didn't bury him in the bathroom. Clearly. Clearly. Yeah, تفضل, go ahead. You wanted to ask something. Qadianis. Well, after he died, his son claimed to be a prophet, by the way. And then after his son died, also his grandson claimed to be a prophet. And now they've had, I think it's the fourth one. I don't know if he claims to be a prophet or not. I don't know.
قال رحمه الله وإمام الأتقياء.
The author said, the greatest example of the God-fearing ones. هذا أحد إمام الأتقياء. معناه الأتقياء جمع تقي, والتقي هو من آمن بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم واتبعه الاتباع الكامل. The God fearings are those who believed in Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام and followed him in the proper way. فيكون النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام مقدمهم يوم القيامة, يكونون تحت لوائه يوم القيامة. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would be heading them on the day of judgment. They would be following Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم on the day of judgment. وهو أيضا إمام الأنبياء. He is also the head of the prophets. فيكون الأنبياء تحت لوائه أيضا يوم القيامة. Likewise, the prophets would be following him. He would be heading the prophets also on the day of judgment. صلى الله عليه وسلم. وهذا إظهار لفضله وشرفه. And this is to show his merit, the merit of Prophet Muhammad. صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال رحمه الله وسيد المرسلين. The author said, the master of the messengers. يعني أفضلهم. The master of the messengers means he is the best among the messengers. صلى الله عليه وسلم. ويدل على ذلك قول الله تعالى كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. What shows that is the verse 110 of Surah Al-Imran that says كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. معناه أنتم أفضل أمة بين الأمم. وما شرفت هذه الأمة إلا بنبيها. فإذا كانت هي أفضل الأمم فنبيها أفضل الأنبياء صلى الله عليه وسلم. This verse كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس means you are the best nation among the nations. Of course, this nation did not become the best nation except by following the prophet of this nation, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this nation reached this level and got this merit because of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this shows that he also is the best among the prophets sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ويدل على ما ذكرناه حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا سيد الناس يوم القيامة. Likewise, this is mentioned by the hadith of the Prophet. This is clarified by the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا سيد الناس يوم القيامة, which means I am the best of the master of the people on the day of judgment. صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال رحمه الله وحبيب رب العالمين. The author said, and the most beloved one to the Lord of the worlds. لأن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال ذلك عن نفسه. هو The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned this about himself. قال وأنا حبيب الله ولا فخر. He said in the hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari and others, وأنا حبيب الله ولا فخر, which means and I am the beloved one by Allah تبارك وتعالى. I say that and I'm not saying that out of pride. That is, he's saying that to show his status. He was ordered to say that to show his status. He's not saying that out of pride. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال وكل دعوى نبوة بعد نبوته فغي وهوى. The author said, every claim of prophethood after his is false and reveals corrupt inclinations. مثل دعوى القاديانية. Like what the Qadianis say. يدعون أن غلام أحمد نبي بعد محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. They claim that غلام أحمد is a prophet who became a prophet after Muhammad
صلى الله عليه وسلم. فهذا ضلال وهوى، اتباع لميول النفس الخبيثة، ليس اتباعا للدليل ولا للحق. This is not following the truth. This is not following the proof. This is following the bad inclination in themselves. وقد احتج القاديانية بقول الله تبارك وتعالى: الله يصطفي من الملائكة رسلا ومن الناس. The Qadianis claim that the 75th verse of Surah Al-Hajj stands as a proof for their saying. This verse says, Allahu yastafi min al-malaikati rusulan wa min an-nas. Fassaru al-aya, qalu yastafi fi'lun mudari'. Izan yadullu 'ala al-hal wal istiqbal. Ma'nahu Allahu اصطفى محمدا وقت نزول القرآن عليه بالنبوة، ولا مانع يصطفي بعد ذلك أناسا بالنبوة، تنزل النبوة على أناس بعد ذلك. To support their claim, they said that the verse, that the word, the verb يصطفي in this verse, which means chooses, they said that it is mentioned in the time of al-mudari' in Arabic, and they said this refers to the present and the future. So they said this verse means that Allah chooses now and in the future prophets. That is, Allah chooses during the time of Prophet Muhammad and in the future after him prophets. So they said Al-Quran tells that prophets can be revealed to prophets after Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. هؤلاء الناس جهلة بلغة العرب. Those people, this person, هذا الرجل كان جاهلا بلغة العرب. This person, غلام أحمد, was ignorant about the Arabic language. في لغة العرب في سياق معين أحيانا تستعمل صيغة المضارع لتعني الماضي. In the Arabic language, sometimes you use this tense, the مضارع, to mean the past in a certain context. هذا معروف عند العرب. This is like in this context. This is known for the Arabs. لكن لأنه هو جاهل بلغة العرب قال ذلك. جاهل ذو هوى. But because he is ignorant about the Arabic language and follows his ill inclinations, this is why he referred to this verse to say what he said. Allah Ta'ala قال إخبارا عن اليهود ففريقا كذبتم وفريقا تقتلون. In the 87th verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبِتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. This verse means, O you, the Jews, you belied a part of the prophets, and another part of the prophets you killed them. Although
مع أن المضارع هو المستعمل تقتلون، لكن يراد به إيش؟ الماضي. So, although the verb تقتلون, which means you kill, is used in the مضارع tense, still it means the past, because the Jews in the past, they killed some of the prophets. It was not at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that they did that. So this is known about the Arabic language, but for those who know the language, not for those who are ignorant about it.
وما قلناه بالنسبة للأفعال الواردة في القرآن أنها تدل على الماضي أو المضارع أو الحاضر والمستقبل، هذا بالنسبة للمخلوقين. أما بالنسبة لله تبارك وتعالى إذا ورد الفعل في حق الله فيتجرد عن الزمان، لأن الله لا يجري عليه الزمان. And take note here that when we are talking about verbs mentioned in Al-Quran, that they mean the present or the past or the future, we are talking about verbs in reference to the human beings or to the creation. But once the verbs is in reference to Allah, then it is not, its meaning is not subject to time anymore, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not subject of time. Time does not lapse on Allah ta'ala, and likewise time does not lapse on the attributes of Allah ta'ala, on the doings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
وهو قال رحمه الله وهو المبعوث إلى عامة الجن وكافة الورى بالحق والهدى وبالنور والضياء.
The author said, he is the one sent to all the jinn and the humans with truth, guidance, enlightenment and illumination.
معناه أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام جاء بالهدى، أرسله الله تعالى إلى كل الإنس والجن.
This means that Allah تبارك وتعالى sent the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام with guidance to all the human beings and jinn.
فليست رسالته صلى الله عليه وسلم للإنس فقط.
So he was not sent only to human beings, لكن أرسل إلى الجن أيضا. But the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was sent to jinn also.
أما الملائكة فلا يعصون الله تعالى فلا يحتاجون إلى إنذار.
As for the angels, they do not disobey Allah تبارك وتعالى. So they are not in need to be warned against disobedience.
لكن بعض العلماء قال إن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أرسل إلى الملائكة رسالة تشريف.
But some scholars said that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was sent to the angels also to show his high status صلى الله عليه وسلم. رسالة تشريف.
ومن هذا يتبين لنا أن الجن مكلفون.
And from what we said
one understands that the jinn are accountable لأنهم بلغتهم الدعوة, because the call of Islam reached them. لكن بعض العلماء قال الجن أول ما يولدون يكون أحدهم بالغا عاقلا ليس مثلنا يولد لا يعلم شيئا ثم يصير عنده علم شيئا فشيئا ثم بعد ذلك يبلغ. بعض العلماء قال لكن الجن أول ما يولدون يكونون بالغين عقلا. But the difference is between us and the jinn, but some scholars said that the difference between us and the jinn, and the one of jinn, once he's born, he is pubescent and he has the mental discrimination. So they are not like us. We are born not knowing anything. Then we acquire knowledge with time. At one age we start to discriminate between things. And then at one point of time we become pubescent. The jinn are not like that. Since they are born, they are pubescent and they can discriminate between things. ولا يجوز إنكار وجود الجن. It is not permissible for one to deny the existence of الجن. لأن القرآن أخبرنا عنهم, because they are mentioned in القرآن. أخبرنا عنهم بأنهم موجودون وأنهم سمعوا القرآن وأن منهم المؤمن ومنهم الكافر. القرآن told us about them. Quran told us that they exist. Quran told us that they heard the recitation of Al-Quran, the call got them, and some of them are Muslims and others are non-Muslims. يجب علينا الإيمان بوجودهم. So it is an obligation upon us to believe that they exist. نكتفي بهذا اليوم. Let us stop here. والله أعلم. الله knows best. إن كان أحد عنده سؤال فليتفضل. يتفضل حاجة. شو هي؟ وليس إلى جميع الخلق. إيه يعني أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام مرسل إلى الإنس والجن. عندما يقال مرسل إلى جميع الخلق, الخلق هنا لا تعني الملائكة والإنس والجن والبهائم, إنما الخلق هنا تعني الإنس والجن. هذا معنى الخلق في عندما يقال مرسل إلى جميع الخلق. واضح حاج؟ تفضل حاج. بيولد بالغين عاقلين, إذا بلغتهم الدعوة صاروا مكلفين. ما بعرف يا حاج, ما بعرف. Do you have any questions? تفضل. Go ahead, brother. When we say Al-Quran is the strongest of the miracles, it is an extraordinary, of course. No one can speak, not even one person could ever, not even one person who knows the Arabic language could come up
with anything similar to the shortest surah in Al-Quran. Well, people are similar in flesh, blood, souls. They are raised together. They learn together the languages. They learn from each other. They talk to each other. And despite that, and Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was raised again between them, among them. He talked as they talked. He spoke like they spoke. He learned the language from them. He lived among them. At that time, especially the one who is not, for the Arabs, this is something well known. At that time, the Arabic language among the people was the people were very eloquent about the language. Yani, you might say they did not know how to make a mistake while speaking. Yani, if they want to make a mistake, sometimes they wouldn't be able to. They don't know how to make mistakes. Even the little children, they didn't know, they didn't commit mistakes while speaking. Despite that, and they had very, very, very skillful poets, and they took a great attention, or a great care about talking in an eloquent way, saying poetry, giving speeches, etc. Some of them with one verse of poetry, he caused wars. And some of them with a short speech, they caused for, let's say, years and years of war to end. So they got to that point, and despite that, suddenly Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam came to them with these verses, and they couldn't, and he challenged them. And for an Arab at that time, especially for those among them who were, they were very proud in general. Especially at that time, the Arabs were very proud. So Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam challenged them in front of everyone. Just, if you can, if you come all together, you cannot come up with the shortest, something similar to the shortest surah in Al-Quran. And they knew, immediately they knew, that they were not able to do it. So this is an extraordinary thing in this field, of course. This is an extraordinary thing in this field. One of them, it a tyrant among them. He wanted to put a certain strategy how to respond to the call of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, how to attack it. What would they spread among the people as a propaganda? So he went and he listened to what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was saying when the Prophet was reciting Al-Quran. He sat and he listened. He came back to his people. He said that I heard something which is very nice, very good, and no human being can come up with something like that. So if we want to say this is poetry, this is different. If we want to say this is this style, this is different. If you want to say this is this style, this is different. If we want to say about him, he is a sorcerer, a magician, what he's coming with is different. If we want to say this, if we want to say that, and then it is very eloquent. No one can do something similar to that. Then at the end, they agreed on saying that he was a magician. They said this is the closest thing to that we can spread it among the people. Subhanallah. And even the sayings of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, his hadith, although the Prophet was very eloquent, but still if you check the hadith of the Prophet and you compare it with Al-Quran, it's a huge difference. That's why they moved on to fight, to risk, they risked their lives. If they were able to come up with something similar, they would easily do that. They would say, okay, we can do this, and then they would say it, period. Then they would have proven, according to them, that Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is lying, because he said that in front of everyone. They couldn't. They could not. And if they couldn't, then those who came after them, more so, they are not able to do it. La. لما نزل الوحي على محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام نزل بآيات من القرآن خمسة أكثر من أقصر سورة فمن الأول نزل القرآن معجزة للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فمن أول نزول الوحي على النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كان معه معجزة لأن القرآن نزل عليه في أول نزول الوحي Will the Muslim jinn go to paradise after they die? Yes, they do. هل يقال لأجل محمد خلقت الدنيا؟ بعضهم قال يقال وبعضهم قال لا يقال فيه خلاف قراءات هو القرآن نزل بعدة قراءات Do you have any other questions? تفضل محمد. تفضل محمد. كلمة شو؟ الجسم الجسم. الجسم الجسم. لا لا الجوست شيء تاني. الشبح معناه الجسم. تفضل يعرف يعرف يعرف. خلينا ننشغل باللي نحن هلأ مطلوب منا هلأ. إن شاء الله إذا ظهر نكون معه إن شاء الله. تفضل. قوات. The test that has the same level of eloquency, strongest and eloquency, strength and eloquency. Go ahead, Ahmed. The jinn. You mean al-qareen, the jinn that is with companion of every one of us. When any one of us dies, what happens to him? It depends. The qareen lives more. They stay alive. Jinn, they live for long periods of time, like hundreds of years. No, I didn't hear that they would be with other people. I didn't hear that. Wafiq. Yes, this is what he said. Not Isa. He said he is Al-Masih. Ghulam Ahmad Al-Qadiani, he said about himself, yeah, that he is Al-Masih. Yeah? This is what he said. He said that Prophet Isa died, and that what is mentioned in Al-Quran, or what is mentioned in the Hadith, refers to him. Yeah, this is what he said. The one who lies, he can produce a lot of lies. Huh? Some people, they say about who? No. Well, this is not their belief. No. Sometimes even to show that he has a high status, Ghulam Ahmad dispraised Prophet Isa. How are the jinn born? I don't know. I don't know. Some said that they lay eggs, and some said that they give birth like the human beings. I don't know. Personally, I don't know. Huh? Are there prophets that were? Ma sha Allah kan. When we say that Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu was salam was sent to all the humans and jinn, this means that Allah revealed to him to convey the message to all the humans and jinn. But the prophets who were before him, we say each one was sent to his people.
which means he was ordered to convey the message to his people. It does not mean he does not order al-ma'ruf or forbid al-munkar anyone other than his people. All of them were human beings, so no one among them was sent to jinn only, because all the prophets are among human beings, and each one was sent to his people, so no one among them was sent to al-jinn only, although they were jinn following Prophet Musa, they were jinn following Prophet Sulaiman, they were jinn following Prophet Isa, and jinn who followed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, Al-Quran is the most extraordinary miracle among all the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You recite Al-Quran, then you recite it, then you recite it, then you recite it, then you recite it, then you spend your life reciting it, and you still feel attached to it. You don't get bored. You read a story one time, twice, and then I think you sell it after that, or you give it to someone. That's it. This is not the case with Al-Quran. It is the most extraordinary miracle among the miracles of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. طيب, please don't give me any other questions. So let's answer these two questions. What do jinn look like? There are different forms. Some they have are big, some are small, some are strong, some are weak, some are mean, some are good, some are Muslims, some are blasphemers. We do not see them. Allah did not give us the power to see them, so we cannot see them except if they take forms other than their original forms. But on their original forms, we cannot see them. So I don't know how to describe them. But they can take forms. They have different shapes, different volumes. Some are fast, very fast. Some are not like that. Some inhabit the water. Some inhabit the empty houses. Some inhabit the inhabited houses. Some inhabit the forests. Some inhabit the holes in the ground. They act in different ways. They have different shapes, but I cannot describe any one of them because Allah did not enable the human beings to see them on their original forms. One might see them if they take other forms, but not on their original forms. Sometimes they take form of an animal, sometimes, but not on their original forms. We don't know. في الجنة, ما بعرف كيف بيكون الجن بالجنة, كيف بيكون حالهم, على أي شكل يكونون, لا أدري, شو بعرفني. الله يدخلنا الجنة, الله يدخلنا الجنة. بارك الله فيكم. نهلل. لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. One time a scholar was giving a class to his student, and suddenly the student saw a big snake getting inside the room. So he got scared. The scholar addressed the snake, "How many times did I tell you not to come when I have people in my presence?" It turned out that this snake was a jinn who used to come and learn from this scholar. Just sometimes he forgot to... he forgot to take in consideration the situation of the people who would be sitting there. So, barakallahu feekum.